Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. We're bringing you some uplifting and positive news to just spread some positivity in the world. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we have a wonderful interview. We talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you want to support the positive news, the positive truth, all that good positive stuff, encouraging things, give us a like, share, and subscribe, 5-star review, follow us at all our social medias down below. Tim, do you want to tell everyone about our last Friday episode with Caps for Kids and how awesome it was?
Yeah, man, it's pretty dope. It's definitely a group of kids. We talk about the youth quite a bit on this show and how wonderful they're doing for our society. And this is definitely a dope little interview we're going to have with four kids, right?
Yes.
Four. Yeah, man, it was a couple weeks since we did that. But yeah, man, they're doing some cool things out there for some kids that are in need. And you guys definitely should check that out. I just think it's amazing whenever we do interviews with kids, even though this is only our second one to do it with kids, how motivated they are to change the world. I know as we get older, we kind of lose track of that. And these kids are definitely on the right path to do something right and do something positive.
AKA me and Tim are never going to be those people like, what's wrong with these crazy young folks?
Not at all. That definitely won't be us.
We also have a live show coming up in Oklahoma City, Hubbly Bubbly, April 29th. It's going to be awesome.
18 to enter.
It's going to start at, I'm just going to say, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. 9 o'clock's a good time. I think that's the time it's probably going to start in all reality. What are we going to do? We're going to start off with some positive news stories like we do on our Monday, Wednesday episodes, like we're doing now. And then we're going to have a little break for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then we're going to jump into a topic that we think is important that everybody should hear about. We'll have a Q&A section towards the end of it and get some feedback and we'll answer some cool questions.
And if you can't make it, we'll post it as a Friday episode. It shall be absolutely awesome. But now we have 10 positive news stories to get into. Tim, do you want to start?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'll go ahead and jump into my first one. It comes from a 99-year-old Australian swimmer. Check this out, JP. He just set a new world record for his age group in the 50-meter freestyle.
How fast do you
not win? Not only did he break this record, he swam it in 56.12 seconds. He beat the time before the previous record by 35 seconds.
Woo.
He didn't start swimming until he was 80 years old, so he's been doing it for about 20 years. He said once he did it, he realized he was a natural at 80, and he just kept doing it. Now at 100 years old, doing it for 20 years, he is now a world record holder.
I really hope that isn't me finding that I'm a natural at something, just completely random at 80. I want to figure that out now.
Man, I would love to find out, like, hey, Tim, you should have been cycling your whole entire life instead of running or something like that at 80 years old. That would give me, like, you know, a good 20 more years to just focus on that and find some joy in life like he did.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. He could probably swim faster than me, let's just be real.
Yeah, I know he can swim faster than me. I'm terrible.
Well, I like to do all the super cool science-y positive news stories. So this is science is cool with the positive truth. Scientists have discovered that diabetes is actually 5 separate diseases, and a treatment should be specifically tailored for each form. This is a huge step forward to success in future treatments.
Wow, that's awesome. They found this out recently?
Man, like Friday.
Wow, that is impressive, man. That's so dope. I had no idea, and I'm glad that, you know, they're still researching diabetes. I don't really hear anything about testing or anything for it, but I'm sure they've been doing it for years. That's dope.
Absolutely. What you got, Tim?
Man, I have a dog story I thought was pretty cool. This dog's name is Ghost, and he's a pit bull mix, and basically he was deemed undoptable because he was deaf and he had an abundance of energy. I can relate to that because Captain is wild. He still is, you know, at 2 years old. He's just going ham all the time, jumping on people and, you know, basically trying to run up the side of the wall, trying to get on the ceiling. It's ridiculous. This dog basically had the same issues, but it had a bigger issue because Ghost was deaf. So basically nobody wanted to adopt him. They were actually going to put him down. And then this nonprofit came by, Olympic Peninsula Humane Society in Port Angeles. They basically agreed to take him in. And when they took him in, Ghost met a longtime trainer named Barb Davenport. And with Davenport, she basically felt like she was in the right place. And after hard work, long story short, Ghost will be Washington's first deaf dog that is a canine.
How did they train this man?
Well, it's going to be, obviously Ghost is going to be sniffing out narcotics. Definitely don't need your ears for that. You need your nose. And, you know, dogs still have the greatest noses ever. So they went in a lot of training and a lot of hard work. And now he'll be Washington's first canine dog in history.
Maybe that's why he's so happy. He doesn't have anyone to tell him to stop.
Exactly. You can't hear anybody telling him to stop, for sure. Well, it definitely made me happy, though.
Well, since you like your dog stories, Tim, I actually have one from a few weeks ago that was saving. But, you know, Mr. I'm busting out dog stories every single week. I have to counter all this.
What do you got for us?
So there's a lady named Madison Paul. She has a dog named Cora. It's a therapy dog, and it always travels with her. And basically, the dog has been trained to be empathetic and in tune with your needs. And she lost her dog at the airport. And she was like, wait, this is not good.
Yeah, that's like my biggest fear. If I ever took Captain to the airport, like on a plane with us, and losing him, oh, I'd be destroyed.
But it was a therapy dog, so she's like, this is unusual, strange, and how did this happen? And she finds him like 5 minutes later. The dog was actually helping a grieving man that she doesn't know is grieving. It was just staring at him. And basically the dog really helped the dude out. He was going through some hard times. And yeah, Corgi did his job. It spotted someone in need. Spent a little 10-15 minutes with the gentleman. He said it really benefited his day, and I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, man. Therapy dogs are dope. I know not everybody's a dog person or an animal person, so obviously, you know, therapy dogs aren't for you. But I've seen people in person that, you know, have therapy dogs, and to me, it's like the best medicine you could have when it comes to that need of love, and they're fulfilling it for sure, man. I think that's dope. That's a dope story.
What you got, Tim?
Oh, man, I'm going to counter that one with a cat story.
Wow.
So check this out, man. I know a lot of people out there saw Black Panther. I know we've watched it, and I know I thought it was amazing. You thought it was pretty good. And long story short, since Black Panther hit the box office, this cat shelter basically said, you know, we went from having 50 to 60 black cats to having none, because they've all been adopted and named after the characters from Black Panther, like Chichilla or Okio or Shuri. And yeah,
great, man, names, by the way.
Yeah, it's dope. And their last cat actually was adopted, and it was such a sweet cat. And the owner that adopted him named him Killmonger. And the Cat Society was like, you know what? I have to make a post about this. This is wild. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. You know, Black Panther's doing great things. It's getting cats adopted and everything.
Gotta love positive externalities. Shout out to my econ class I'm studying for this test for. But yeah, that's awesome.
Shout out to econ.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tim.
What else you got for us, man?
So we did a story a long time ago. It wasn't that long ago. It was some months ago, though, where a candidate announced that in their next federal budget, they were going to make everyone 17 and under have access to their national parks. And they just fulfilled that promise. So free of charge, as of January 1st, 2018, youth age 17 and under have permanent free access to all federal parks, historical sites, and marine conservation areas operated by Parks Canada.
Wow. That's amazing.
Also, Canada has a lot of parks, and they're all really good.
But why have I never heard of this, though? Like, until... Anyways, I'm glad you brought that up, JP, because I had no idea. I haven't heard about it. I turn on the news, all I hear is negativity, you know?
So that's why we're here, Tim. So whenever you take your daughter to Canada for the first little road trip,
she's definitely not road tripping up to Canada. We're flying over there, man.
Hey, man, that's, I've been trying to tell you that, but you keep getting in that car.
I know. I'm done. That last road trip from Arizona, yeah, it's not happening again.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, my last two, I'm going to go ahead and knock out both of them because they're kind of short. One's short and the other one's decent length. In Amsterdam, they just opened up the world's first plastic-free aisle. So basically, they're packaging up things like, was it rice, beans, some meats, bread, tortillas, etc., yogurt, cereal,
chocolate. So basically everything you need.
And it's all plastic-free packaging. It's basically off of a pilot program that they're starting, and you know they're, you know, obviously banning plastic has been a big thing in the world, all over the world actually, and they're just trying to jump on ship and make sure they're doing it right. Hopefully, it goes well where they can, you know, pass this idea on to everybody else so we can be a plastic-free world.
Hold up, Tim, before you start your second one. So we just talked about the youth. We just talked about going plastic-free. Milkmen in London are returning because millennials are ordering glass milk bottles in a bid to slash plastic waste. That was my next positive news story. We're bringing this together.
Boom. Dang, that's perfect. And we didn't even talk about it beforehand or anything. Well, man, that leads me to one more story. You have one more as well, right?
Yep, yep.
All right, awesome. Well, my last one, it's one of those sad positive news stories that something sad happens and then something good happens at the end. So students at Washington Township High School in New Jersey, they just found out that one of their teachers, after trying to have a baby, him and his wife, they ended up losing the child to a miscarriage. And these students were hurt by it because this is a teacher that impacts their life on a daily basis. He's their PE teacher. And a group of students got together and they're like, you know what? Let's do something nice for him since, you know, something so tragic happened to him. He still needs to know, you know, he's making an impact in our lives. And what these students decided to do, they chipped in some money and got him and his wife some Philadelphia 76er tickets because he's a big 76ers fan.
Which, trust the process. Know,
exactly, NBA basketball team. So they did this, they gave him a card, and they posted his reaction to Twitter, which I'm going to post it to the Facebook page if you guys want to check it out at the Positive Truth Podcast. It's up there right now as we speak.
Love it, Tim. Love it, love it, love it. You know what we also love here? We love reforestation. We've done all these positive news stories about trees. Tim's planting trees in his backyard. And I got the world's largest tropical reforestation happening in the Brazilian Amazon. They're planting 73 million trees in the Amazon rainforest to help reforest it by 2023. It's a six-year project, spans 30,000 hectares of land. Hectares, something like that. It's basically the equivalent of 30,000 soccer fields. That's a lot of trees.
That is a lot of trees, man. You said 30,000 soccer fields?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's amazing, though, man. I'm glad to hear that. I definitely want to try to figure out how to do something with my kids, by the way. Like, go on a run and plant some trees on the run or something, you know? Like, some kind of something to do like that. Because I'm really into this whole planting tree movement that's going on in the rest of the world. The United States needs to pick up on it.
I'm down, Tim. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I'm down.
You can drive to the destination and we'll meet you there.
That actually wasn't my problem, but yeah, I will definitely drive to the destination. Running was never an option for me. But yeah, I think we're good, Tim. We'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. Challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Joshua J. Marine.
So be like the 99-year-old swimmer. Start breaking some world records, conquering those challenges, and we'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.